Today, we look at the rise and rise of the bank of Mum and Dad, the lender that you may well not have heard of. Hi, I'm Martin North, Principal Analyst at Digital Finance Analytics. Our latest analysis shows that the number and value of loans made to first-time buyers by the so-called bank of Mum and Dad has increased to a total estimate that is now more than $20 billion and places it among the top 10 mortgage lenders in Australia, just behind the Bank of Queensland. There has been very significant growth in recent years. And of course, the Bank of Mum and Dad is a totally unregulated lender. We use data from our household surveys to examine how first-time buyers are becoming ever more reliant on getting cash from parents to make up the deposit for a mortgage to facilitate a property purchase. The Bank of Mum and Dad hardly existed at all in 2010, but since then it has been growing quite fast and is still rising to new heights, with estimated cumulative lending for home purchase now north of $20 billion and rising. Savings for a deposit at the moment is very difficult, at a time when many lenders are requiring a larger borrower contribution as they trim their loan-to-value hurdles. The rise of the importance of the Bank of Mum and Dad is also a response to rising home prices against flat incomes and the equity growth which those already in the market have enjoyed. This enables an intergenerational cash switch, which those fortunate prospective first-time buyers with wealthy parents can enjoy. In turn, this enables them also to gain from the more generous first homeowner grants that are about at the moment. Those who do not have wealthy parents are at a significant disadvantage. Whilst help comes in a number of ways, from a loan to a gift or ongoing help with mortgage repayments or other expenses, where a cash injection is involved, the average amount is now around $88,000. It does vary across the states, with borrowers in New South Wales holding the largest cash injections. In fact, the rate of growth in the average amount appears to have slowed. And we suspect this is because there is a pain point above which parents are unwilling or unable to go. We also see a spike in owner-occupied first-time buyers accessing the Bank of Mum and Dad, while the number of property investors, first-time buyers who go direct to the investment sector, has fallen away. This reflects a shift in the market as investors become more concerned about future capital growth or the lack of it, and lenders charge more for investor loans, and on the other hand, are going out of their way to attract first-time buyers into the market, but at a time when home prices are at their peak. Our research found that overall, around 55% of first-time buyers are getting assistance from parents, with around 23,000 in the last quarter. The trends over the past few years are pretty clear. Both the number and the percentage is rising from very low levels in 2010. There are some risks attached to this strategy for both parents and buyers, but for many, it is the only way to get access to the expensive and overvalued property market at the moment. Of course, if prices fall from current levels, both parents and their children will be adversely impacted in an intergenerational financial embrace. If parents bring forward payments to assist their offspring, it is worth asking whether this act of kindness may have some unintended consequences. First, are parents giving away some of their future financial security? If it's a loan, what's the basis of repayment? Is it clear and well documented? And when a bank assesses a mortgage application, do they consider the source of the deposit? Receiving a seagull lump sum is not the same as demonstrating a history of saving, and the risk profiles down the track are different. Our analysis suggests these first-time borrowers are more likely to default down the track, as they have not had the discipline of steadily saving for a deposit. It also raises complex questions around equity between siblings and a whole raft of questions relating to intergenerational finance. We think the rise of the Bank of Mum and Dad is another symptom of the problem in the property and mortgage industries, and it is a bellwether of the risks in the system. If you found this useful, do leave a comment, like the post, and subscribe to receive future updates. I'm Martin North, Principal Analyst at Digital Finance Analytics.